Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of December, and I'm recording at 9:37 p.m. from yet another exceptionally warm, if somewhat damp, day in London. Now, interesting day in the markets. I know I so often say that, but it's usually true, isn't it? Well, if you're interested in the markets, they're pretty interesting. Okay, as I know you are interested in them. Now, Japan first. Well, let me just stop and pull back and just say, after Friday's weak performance on Wall Street last Friday's, it would not have been unreasonable to expect some weakness in the Asia-Pacific region. Well, we only saw a little bit of that, interestingly. Starting with Japan, the Nikkei 225 down a third of a percentage point, so not much. And part of the reason for that is that the yen is a little bit weaker in here. Now, interesting, though, China, the whole China sector. I'm pretty firm here overall, particularly on the mainland. For instance, the Shanghai Composite Index was up 1.77%. That takes it up to 3,642 and change. And that's getting close to the top of its sideways trading range, which is in a gradual overall staircase upward trend. So we're getting up to an interesting potential breakout point. We're not quite there yet, but we'll probably see it later this week. And also in the China region, the Enterprise Index, those are the H shares out of Hong Kong, up 1.17%. So as I say, a good day overall. Modest gains by Taiwan, South Korea, and Australia. The Indian market doing a little better. The BSE Sensex 30 index up 4/5 of a percentage point, just over 4/5 of a percentage point. And Indonesia up 0.5%, but we had a small decline in Singapore, and a bigger decline, 0.9% for Malaysia, and Thailand down over 1.5% here overall. But Asia Pacific did better than I had dared hope on Friday night after Wall Street's close, and the big pluses here are what we saw for China, which has definitely firmed up recently. Okay, elsewhere in the stock market sector, now Europe got off to a steady start this morning, but then fell fairly sharply. German DAX index closed down 1%. Spain was much weaker, down 3.62%, because the government was returned, but with a small majority and not an easy majority to actually rule with. And the only other significant party there would be the socialists, who are the direct opposition to the ruling party. So a little bit of chaos there, and it was down 3.62%. The French market down 1.3%, the Euro Stoxx 50 nearly 1.5%. So soft generally in the European region. The UK FTSE 100 index narrowed those declines down less than a third of a percentage point, but general underperformance by Europe here, obviously. Now, Wall Street seesawed during the day. I think it was entirely or almost entirely in the up in the green, in other words, in the up column. But it did steady towards the close and closed on the highs of the day. So, not spectacular gains, but in the last half hour, a definite improvement, and the Dow really was up 3/4 of a percentage point almost. The S&P 500 a little better still, and the Nasdaq Composite over 0.9 percentage point higher. So those were that was a steady overall performance, and that well, Asia Pacific didn't pay any attention to Friday's close. Will it pay attention to these rallies? Today's rallies on Wall Street, they gained a little over a third of a perc of the decline that we saw last Friday. So we're going to need to see a lot more on the upside to calm nerves in the U.S. market. Now, Canada was weaker, but just managed to be slightly higher on the day. Mexico up 0.5 percentage point. Brazil down 1.6. Now, there are three concerns that I've mentioned before that I think will remain here for a while and that are worthy of your consideration. Two of them, well, more, yeah, I'll just list them all. The first one is breadth, market breadth on Wall Street, the number of shares up versus the number of shares down. This has been weak for some time in here, and that's more than, well, it can't be attributed to just a rotational change. In other words, and Owen has commented on this on a number of occasions, that a small number of spectacular performances by autonomies led by tech companies such as Amazon and Google have produced the majority of the gains that we've seen in the Nasdaq indices, whereas the majority of shares are actually doing considerably worse. Now, so what? You might say, well, I think it's quite important potentially, because unless Wall Street can right its performance, what that deteriorating breadth indicates is that support for the market overall is waning, and that opens the door to the possibility of a cyclical bear market. I think nothing like the big bear markets that we saw in 2000 and 2008. At least I don't see factors to create that kind of a slide, but nevertheless, it is a concern, and it's more of a concern to me because we've got that deteriorating breadth against a background of underperformance during December, which is really on average, according to the statisticians. I don't know how many decades they go back, but probably enough to be worthy of note that this is a weak December. And December, as I say, on average, is the best month of the year overall. Even though we can have this nervousness in a build up to, well, we can get some profit taking, year-end profit taking overall, but this is two strikes against. In other words, starting with the breadth, number one, that's a worry. It's been around for a longer time. Also, December, really not picking up steam here is a little bit of a concern. And also the fact that we're beyond that first rate hike. So, a lot of people, including myself, was hoping that that might be a sell the rumor, buy the news. But we haven't seen that. We haven't seen that yet. And then there's a fourth factor, which I've mentioned on so many occasions. It'll be well, and you'll be very familiar with it. And that's the weakness of crude oil, which has continued in here. And Brent, for instance, today is down to another new low. Looks like 36.25. That's down 63 cents. And we have the WTI, as soon as I find it. And where is it? There it is. 35.82. That's down 24 cents. And this is still trading after hours. But crude oil is weak, and that is definitely worrying investors, and I think rightly so, because there are a lot of big companies that are really under pressure in here against the weakness of these commodities generally, and this also includes miners. But the oil is the one, the oil's the big one, and the one that's really weak in here right now. And also, while people think about this and say, well, energy costs come down, that's good for the economies that import energy. And yes, that's true, but it's spread around, the benefits are spread around throughout the economy, so they don't have the single big hits as the decline in these oil producers. And these oil producers have often been very big spenders, certainly the Middle East oil producers, buying a lot from Western economies. And those would include, of course, Wall Street, and also the United Kingdom, largely military goods, I should add, but other things as well. And at any rate, their spending power is way, way down. And so that is a concern. What it basically means is that the benefits are not offsetting yet the GDP growth hit that we're seeing from the weakness in the actual oil producers. So there are four factors there to ponder and to be concerned about. And therefore, I'm less hopeful than I was before about our move into the new year. Now, that could change. So I want to put the risk in perspective. I've said that the risk of a cyclical bear market is on the horizon, and we need to see a recovery in the commodity prices to, I think, push that into the background somewhat. And of course, we'll get to discuss this, or I'll get to discuss this here pretty much every day with you. Okay, what else has happened here? Well, government bonds, they are low. U.S. 10-year, 2.19, despite the strong performance here by the but despite Wall Street rallying. But the VIX did come down quite sharply, I think 1.6%. The VIX is at 1.6 points, I should say. The VIX is at 18.84 against that bond at 2.19 overall. You know my view on the bond markets. I think this is a type 3, as in the chart seminar terminology, of a very lengthy, big ranging top formation in bond prices. In other words, a base formation in bond yields. But the bondholders are not going to be convinced of that until they are losing money. And they're not. So bless you, bondholders, but be careful. Be careful out there. Because, you know, 35 years and counting, that's a long in the tooth bull market, to put it mildly. And people worry about the Wall Street being up for 7 years. Well, how about 35, coming up 36 years in that bond market? So, what else here today? The CCI, that's the Continuous Commodity Index. Despite oil being down, we had a gain in the CCI today. On Friday, we had a reasonably good gain off the low, and that was off a new reaction low. And we got a little upside follow-through in here today because metal prices were firmer for the most part. Now, I'll run through them quickly here for you. Palladium did not participate in that rally. It's down almost $7 to $5.52. Silver had a modest gain, $14.26. That's up over 16 cents. As I speak, still trading after hours. Platinum, a good gain, $13.70. That's taken it up to $8.74.5. And gold bullion, up $12 and change to $10. So I'll put it this way, $1,078 for gold, $1,078. So not a bad performance there. And the industrial metals were also firmer, I believe, across the boards. And the U.S. Copper is up to 213.5 cents. That's up over 2 cents in here today, nearly 2.5 cents. And industrial commodities a little softer. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.